when you realize, I'm looking at this first reading first, that this is Almighty God talking, huh? And he says over and over again, I promise you, I love you, I will take care of you. It's a great grace to sort of be overwhelmed by the greatness of God's love. It's what gives us stability. You see, it's what God would like to show us more than anything else. The whole discourse at the Last Supper is really about the Father's love, right? As the Father loved me, so I love you. As the Father sent me, so I send you. So, how do we get it? It's ultimately what changes us, is the love of God. And there, for the first time, perhaps, we understand what love really is. And so, it underlies everything that the Lord does. His love. Just think of the... Now remember, this is the Holy Spirit talking through Zechariah. And look how concrete the promises are. Old men and old women, each with staff in hand, because of old age, shall again sit in the streets of Jerusalem. The heavenly Jerusalem. God didn't say, you people are earthbound, and I'll treat you that way. He made solemn promises to them. There's a text in Isaiah 51:9 about God's people will be filled with praise. And Aquinas recognizes that that, among many promises in the Old Testament, is not yet fulfilled. That's heaven. And it's delightful to see, especially in his section on the Old Law, how many times he loves that text. You know, it must have been one of those texts that the Lord opened up for him in a mystical touch, and he saw the depth, he knew the depth of the love and the promise of God. I am promising you this. So when you know it's a solemn promise and you know the love of the Lord, and then you say, well, we don't see that yet, but that's okay, we will. And so all of these, I will return to Zion. I will dwell within Jerusalem. Why is God doing all this? Because of all the things he would like us to learn from him, the most important is love. When our Lord finishes his life, just before he goes to his passion, what was his commandment to us? Love one another. Now, only the Holy Spirit can teach us this. But it does begin with an understanding of the love that God has, the love that the Father has for us. It gives us a security, a peace. It's marvelous, you know. I will rescue my people. I will bring them back. That's a promise to the church. We can see God working. I was just at a very lovely meeting, and the sincerity and the competence of the theologians there was really the work of grace, you know? Nobody can show us the way the Father loves us except the Father. And He would love to do that for us. Show us. It lifts so much from us. It doesn't make life any more intelligible sometimes. But it gives us something else. And to think, you see, that this promise, which in some ways has yet to be fulfilled for Israel, but it'll be fulfilled. That is, they will join the fulfillment of that, which we celebrate every morning here. The love of God. To see the Father's love, you see, is to know that even within the Trinity, if such a thing is possible, that's the ultimate. There's nothing beyond God the Father. That's it. And that He is so trustworthy, so solid. That's a grace, to know that. And it helps us in times of trial and difficulty and fear. Anybody with half a brain, even if you don't read the papers, I don't, can see we're heading for a crisis. What is going to give us peace during that crisis? Our knowledge of the love of God. So that even if we're being harassed or put in jail or whatever, we have to remember to love everybody. Just read that if you get a chance today. You know, why would God go to such trouble? His people are in exile because they deserve it. And He knows they deserve it. He sent them. But then what does He say? I am intensely jealous for Zion, stirred to jealous wrath for her. I will return to Zion, and I will dwell within Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the faithful city, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. All that, my friends, is the church. That's the church. And you say, we're such a mess, we're an embarrassment to God. And if He weren't God, He sure would be embarrassed. But His response is, I am going to renew you. I am going to come. Because I have plans for you. I want you to tell the world who I am.